But open your Bibles with me this morning to Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs 15, verse number 22. We'll establish a foundation. If your belly's growling because you're getting hungry, tell it to shut up. Tell it to be quiet. You want to listen, you got to feed your spiritual man. Man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You can feed that flesh in a little bit. We're going to feed the spirit first. Hallelujah. And you feed the spirit first. When you eat some of the food later, it'll taste better to you. Amen. You'll be able to rejoice as you're eating. Hallelujah. Proverbs 15, verse number 22 says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Again, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. So our text today is found in Ephesians chapter 4. So if you turn to Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to build off this thought today. Ephesians 4, verse number 11 says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I'm going to focus your attention on verse number 10. Today, for our message, it says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. God sent me here today to speak to you as a pastor, as an evangelist, as a teacher. Amen? To perfect us, to build us up, and to unify us together as the body of Christ. In this building right here, we have a body. We have a local body that's representing a local body of Christ. But the body of Christ is worldwide, all around the world. And there's different parts of the body. But today we're speaking to Greatest Freedom Ministries, to those that are here, to build you up. You know, the Word of God says in Romans 8, 28, the Bible says, for we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. And today I want to talk to you this morning about valued in purpose. Valued in purpose. Not only are you a very important person, but you're valued in purpose. You're valued. Look to your neighbor and say, you've got great value.
You've got great value.
So three things I want to share with you out of our text this morning is we're purposed for ministry, we're purposed for unity, and we're purposed for shaping. Are you with me? Amen. Ministry, unity, and shaping. Can we lift the word today and make a declaration in the house together? Say,
I believe.
This is the written word of God.
God
wrote this word to me.
I am
everything.
God says I am.
I can have
everything
God says I can have.
I can be
who God
says
I can be.
Today,
I will hear God's word
and my life
will be changed.
It'll
never be the same.
Lord,
speak to me,
for I am
listening.
My ears are
open,
and my heart
is receptive.
In
Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Father,
I'm so grateful
that you
sent your word
here
to accomplish
what you
sent it to do.
I'm grateful
that your word
declares that
it'll never
return
void.
Father,
I'm grateful that
your word
was sent here
to this house
today
to
edify,
to
exhort,
and
to comfort
the hearers.
So, Father God, I pray right now, Father God, that you speak through me today. Lord, I ask you to speak to the people through me. May it not be my words, but may it be your words, Father God. Father God, and when all is said and done, that you'll receive the glory, you'll receive the honor, and you'll receive the praise. So, Father, if there's anyone here that does not know you, may this be the day of their salvation. If there's anyone here that has drifted away, may this be the day of the return. And for the entire body of believers, may we be blessed by the preaching and teaching of your word, and we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm kind of into double portions. Amen. You like to receive a double portion? I'd like double portions. So when I'm looking at that, I'm a VIP, VIP. In other words, I'm not only a very important person, not only are you a very important person, but you're valued in purpose. Amen? And God wants you to recognize and realize how important you are to the kingdom of God. So many times we think and we feel because of things that happen in our life that we don't have value and we don't have worth. And God says to you today, you're very valuable. You're very precious. Amen. You are a needed commodity for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Not that God just only wants you, but God needs you. Just as much as you need him, he needs you. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I love being needed. Amen. And my wife, she needs me. Where's she at? Oh, she ended in here. Oh, I can talk trash this morning. She's at work in the nursery, I'm sure. Huh? She's listening. She'll get those looks on her face and she'll talk to me about them later. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, we live in a world. Before I get here, I'm not going to belong this, but we live in a world where there's all kinds of evil and darkness and disease and sickness and hurt and pain and so many children and families that are torn apart and ripped apart, that there's everything in this world that comes to try to steal and destroy and to take your joy. Amen. And I want you to understand that the only joy we truly have is the joy of the Lord. That no matter what's going on, he's saying to you and I, all things are going to work together for the good because you're the called. You didn't choose him. He chose you. And he ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, that your fruit shall remain. In other words, you're the called of God. So things are going to work together for the good. Do you love him? You're the called according to his purpose. Amen. So he has purpose in our lives. So the first thing I want to do is talk to you this morning about is purpose for ministry. Amen. Purpose for ministry. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse number 10. It says, as every man have received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. In other words, you're valued in purpose. God gave everyone in the room that's a believer in Christ, he gave you gifts. And those gifts are gifts by grace. It's not what you did or I did to deserve them. They were the unmerited favor of God. And he has given you and I by his grace gifts, the manifold grace of God. And he says that we're to be ministers as good stewards. You look at the one next to you and say, not only are you a VIP, I see you as a prime minister. You're an ambassador. Amen. In other words, we're ambassadors for the kingdom of God. I don't know if you know me or not, but my name is Carl Sly and I'm a heavenite. I'm a man that's from heaven visiting earth, and I'm a man that's going to return back to my heaven where I was created from. I'm a diplomat from a foreign nation. I'm here as a prime minister, as an agent, as an ambassador for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now he's given me something special. He's gifted me with something. And what he's gifted me with is my responsibility as a steward, as a minister, to share what he's gifted me with you. He didn't give it to me for me. He didn't give it to you for you. He gave it to you for me and for me for you. You know, so as we're seeing this, we're seeing that, hey, I was purposed for ministry. Amen? You know, Paul would say in 1 Corinthians 4, 2, he says, moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. That a man be found faithful. In other words, if I was representing as a diplomat, someone from a foreign nation, and I go from my nation into my king or my ruler, and he gives me something that really doesn't belong to me, I don't have any entitlement to it. It belongs to him. And he's asking me to take this and take it and bring it to someone else. As an agent, I'm a representative of him just carrying something that belongs to him. It's not my gift. It's not my ability. It's not my talent. It's God's gift. It's God's ability. It's God's talent. All I'm doing is acting as an agent. I'm acting as a representative for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So what does that mean? That means in this world, I have diplomatic immunity. Who just said that? In other words, I come under the government of the United States of America, for example, but I'm not going to come under the disease and the sickness and the poverty and the things of this nation because I don't represent this nation. I represent that nation. I'm a diplomat from heaven. Amen. So when I come into the room as a diplomat, as a representative of another nation, as a prime minister, as an ambassador, when I come in the room, I don't want you seeing me. I want you seeing who I represent. I want you to get a hold. You know what he is saying? He's given apostles, the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You know, what he is saying to you and I is we're just representatives. Amen? In other words, let's not get so high-minded when God uses us for the supernatural. Let's not try to receive any of the glory. Because it wasn't our gift anyway. All I was a conduit for God to work through you, to work through me, to accomplish his purposes for this world. Amen? So he's saying to you and I, as children of God, we're purposed for ministry. That's our purpose. Some people say, well, Pastor, I just don't know what I'm here for. Oh, I don't know where my part is. Your part is to be a diplomat, to be an ambassador, to be a representative of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and what he's gifted you with, the talent, the ability, the things he's given you, you use it for his benefit, for his glory, and his honor, and at the same time, he blesses you for doing it. He says, give, and it shall be given back to you. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. As you give, other men shall give into your bosom. Amen. So in other words, we're not looking at my ability. We're not looking at your ability. What we're looking at is God's ability. And the Word of God says this. I can do through who? That strengthens me. In other words, I'm not going on my own strength. I'm going on his.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know if you know it or not. That's good preaching.
Amen.
Hello? Hello? Just keep this in your heart. That no matter what's going on, I'm a representative from heaven. I'm walking on this earth as an ambassador, as an agent of the Lord. So no matter what takes place, that whatever I face, whatever I go through, no matter what it looks like, I know I have authority from who sent me. Amen? And I know according to God's word that all things are going to work together for the good because I'm the called of God. He didn't gift you if he didn't call you. And he didn't call you without a gift. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God reigns and rests and lives within you and I. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. So look at your neighbor and say, we're purposed for ministry. Amen. We're also purposed for unity. Purpose for unity. This is where the Holy Spirit really has to work. In this row, and then in this row, and that row, and that row, and that row, and there's that row. There's so many different personalities.
Amen.
Come on. And God created us with different personalities, and every last one of us are the image of God. Amen. In other words, don't try to be someone else, be you. In other words, and what he is saying, what I want you to understand about unity, is you can't look at your personality differences. You've got to look at what we have in common. Christ Jesus, he's the common denominator. I said to somebody the other night, last night, you can go to, I've said it before, you can go to Baskin Robbins and get 31 flavors of ice cream, but they all have milk. Jesus is the milk. There's all kinds of different flavors. We're all different kinds of flavors, but we all have Christ. And what he wants us to understand is not only did he purpose us for ministry. Are you okay? You all right? Oh, okay, I don't know if I, all right, I just make sure your body's well. Nope, no problem. I'll just make sure you feel well. All right. Go to sleep then. It's okay. He's purposed us for unity. Turn with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The Bible says in verse 25 that there should be no schism. A schism comes from the Greek word schisma. Schisma means to gap or to be division or to be separated or divided. He says there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. And if one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. And what he is saying to you and I don't know about you, but I have this hand, and maybe one of us represent a hand. And I separate this hand from my arm. One, my forearm isn't going to be very effective. I won't be able to do certain things with it. The hand ain't going to do nothing. It's going to die. And what happens to many Christians and children of God when they get separated from the body of Christ, the body that's left suffers because their part is missing. And most of the time, the part that separates dies because it's not connected to the source of life. The hand ain't going to live without the forearm and the energy that flows from it. So that's why it's so important to see what the adversary truly does most of the time to divide people from the body of Christ, because it's not that Christ is the life, but he speaks and he brings life through the grace in the body that all of us are gifted. All of us need one another. And again, when that part's gone, that forearm can't do a whole lot. You ever tried to, I don't know what it'd be like to try to tie my shoes with a forearm without a hand. Amen? And how long will a hand live if it was separated from the forearm? It wouldn't live very long, would it? See, that's why the adversary does everything he can to divide the body of Christ. Because people begin looking at personalities. Did you see the way they looked at me today? Yeah. Oh, you hear what he said to me? I can't believe they wouldn't notice me. They noticed everybody else in the church today, but they didn't even notice me. And all of a sudden, the adversary starts lying to you. All of a sudden, he starts magnifying that thing and making it larger than it ever was. And all of a sudden, I'm going to divide myself and get up from the body. And that's what the adversary does. You know, he comes to steal, to kill, destroy. Christ has come that we may have life in the abundance thereof.
That's right, amen.
Yeah. United we stand, divided we fall. Y'all probably don't know that Michael Jackson song, do you?
Nope.
What did Michael Jackson say that song? We'll leave that one alone. Hallelujah. Can you believe that? The pastor would even bring up Michael Jackson in the midst of speaking the word. Jesus loves Michael Jackson too. Amen. He desires for all to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You know, I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about that rock and roll Easter thing, man. I was just thinking about it. Down, 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 down. Hallelujah. You know, look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I better get back to the word before I get in trouble. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 9 says, God is faithful. Let me stop there a minute. How many know that God ministers to different people in different ways?
Amen.
How many know that Paul said, I became all things that I might win some? Now, I can't just be cold and I just got to let it flow, all right? I'm going to be just as corny as I can be. Amen. I'm going to have fun in the house of God. I believe the joy. You know what blessed my heart today? The children. Some people might say, well, I can't believe they would let them kids just jump around and play. And look at the pastor. He's making airplanes. Man, when I was a kid, I hated to go to church. I hated to go to church because I was made to be a stiff in the sanctuary. I was made to be an example in front of everybody else. I would get in trouble and I'd always have to sit behind my father. My father's a pastor. I'd always have to sit up behind the pulpit.
Yeah.
Shocking. Yeah. You know, it was like in the church, I'd pop up, I'd be over here, and they'd see me over here, and I'd be over there. Amen. But when I see the kids, somebody said to me one time, I'm just going to say this so everybody has to understand. Somebody said to me one time, he said, yeah, Pastor, you're letting them children act like that in the sanctuary. You're quenching the Spirit of God. And the Lord said, lie. He said, that's what invokes my presence. That's what brings me there. The joy of a child. He said, I wish my children would get some childish joy back in their hearts and lives. Amen. Amen. We're not the dead stiff. We're not gone. Hallelujah. We're serving the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We've got a great future in front of us. Our future's so bright, we need dark shades. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We should be a happy bunch. Okay. I'm going to go here. We want to go to the bar. We want to go to happy hour and ask the guys that are enjoying themselves and having laughs and fun and happy hour to come enjoy themselves in church. Man, I know one thing. I know you can get in the presence of God. You can have a Holy Ghost good time.
Yeah.
Amen. I've been so drunk in the Spirit before I couldn't walk. Hallelujah. I had so much joy. Oh, my goodness. And I didn't have a hangover either. Hallelujah. Praise God. I better get back to the word. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 9 says, God is faithful by whom you are called under the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing and there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. We have one thing, again, what we're being connected. We are cross-connected. Look at your neighbor and say, I am cross-connected with you. You know, I saw this picture one time. It had the picture of the cross, and it had a great divide, and it had the saved on one side and the lost on the other, but the lost could cross over on the cross. Amen. There was an avenue. There was a way. Jesus said, for I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. So by the cross of Calvary connects us all together. Amen?
Amen.
It connects us together. That means as a connected to people, when I go through something, I don't go through it alone. When I rejoice, there's others rejoicing with me. And when I suffer, others enter into my suffering. Amen? 1 Peter chapter 3, 8. Let me get out of this and go. 1 Peter 3, 8 says, finally, be ye of all one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful. Now, he's not saying for you to be pitiful. Don't misread the scripture. He is saying, have compassion and have pity on people. Don't be pitiful. Get it? You all right? You doing okay today? You just, okay. I'm glad you're here. Do you know that you're special? Do you know you're valued in purpose? Amen? God loves you the same. Amen? Still loves and cares about you so much. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen? He still got that joy in your heart? Got that dance in your step?
I sure do.
Amen?
Amen.
I'm honored to have you with us today.
Thank you.
Amen? You're valuable to the kingdom of God.
Thank you.
You're valuable to me. You're valuable to your family. You're valuable. You have much value. You have much worth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. No matter what sometimes you feel like, don't believe the lie of the devil.
We're gonna stop.
Yeah. He ain't going to let go. But greater is he, right?
Right?
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Amen.
Amen.
So just tell that old booger, get behind you. I'm a child of God. I got the joy of the Lord. It's my strength. I got some dance in my step. I'm going to start dancing in that place, and everybody's going to say, what you dance about? They're going to say, she's a little nuts. And say, yeah, I'm nuts for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, God cares about everybody. You know. So, you know, sometimes in life we get in a place where it doesn't seem like we're valued anymore. God just wants you to know you're valued in purpose, your purpose for ministry, your purpose for unity, hallelujah, and your purpose for shaping. Your purpose for shaping. Amen. Turn to Romans 9. I go back and find them. Thank you, Jesus. He's got the
whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got you and me, sister. In his hands, he's got you and me. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I saw that one time. Just saw this gigantic hand. And this gigantic hand, there was just this little critter. And he said, that was me. And he said, you need to see your battles and your storms in the same light. You have to see how big the hand of God is and how small the thing that you're going through truly is. It may seem big at the time. It may seem like the adversary has a way to magnify it. But what we have to do is we have to magnify God over it. Amen. God has purposed you and I for ministry. He has purposed us in unity. He has purposed us for shaping. Shaping. We're becoming the body and the image of Christ. I'm being formed. I'm being transformed into his image. So he says in Romans 9:20, nay, but O man, who art thou that replies against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Have not the potter power over the clay and of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory, even us whom he have called, not only the Jews, but also of the Gentiles. Amen. That we're called of God, and we're being transformed into his image. We're doing that. Matter of fact, prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 64, verse number 8, he said, "But now, O Lord, thou art our Father, and we are the clay, and thou art our potter, and we all are the work of thy hand." You know, what he is saying to you and I is he's purposed us for ministry, he's purposed us for unity, and he's purposed us for forming and shaping. We're in a process of being transformed. You know, I want you to understand something. Sanctification takes your lifetime. We're all a work in progress. Nobody's arrived yet. Amen. If I get to that point where I feel like I've arrived, I get to the point where I don't need him any longer. And if I get to the point that I don't need him any longer, then I'm a real mess. I found myself in a bad place. Amen. Philippians 2, and we'll close. Philippians 2, verse number 5, says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, Amen. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men." Amen. So what he's saying to you and I, to sum up the whole matter today of the message that the Lord is saying today, is we are valued in purpose. We're all very important people. Amen? Let me ask you a question. Be real. Do you feel important? Do you feel important? In other words, if you're not feeling that you're important or that you're valued, you've got to get back into the Word and see what the Lord says about you, not what man says about you. Amen. You have to get back into the Word to see what God says about you and not what this world says about you. God didn't call everybody to be kings. God called us all to be in different positions on this earth to glorify and to magnify God. And no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing, it's for the benefit of the kingdom of God if you're a child of God. You think that education and that job you got, it was from your merit? It's because of what you did? It was by the divine favor of God that he enabled you to be who you are. Amen? Everything I've ever had, I didn't use it for the kingdom of God like I should have, but everything I have, every gift, every ability, every talent I have is from him. Amen? It's all coming from him. I'm just a representative, an agent representing God on this earth. And God has made you and I ministers of reconciliation. There's a world that's lost and dying and going to hell, and we have the answer. His name is Jesus Christ. And 2 Corinthians 5:18, he said he's given to us the ministry of reconciliation. We're reconciling a lost world to God.
That's right.
Amen. So to sum it up, we're going to reverse it. We talked about purpose for ministry, purpose for unity, and purpose for shaping. Now, if you turn that around using acrostic, I always like acrostics and words. I always see words and words. And it's sum. The sum of the matter is you're shaped for unity for ministry. S-U-M, the sum of the whole matter. You're shaped in the image of Christ to be unified with his body and to be in ministry to others. So that's the sum of the whole message today. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word today. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to do. So, Lord, in the closing moments of this service today, Father, I pray, Father God, if there's any here that do not know you, may today be the day of their salvation. If there's those that have drifted away from you, may this be the day of the return. And, Lord, we just ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Maybe you're here today and you do not know Jesus, or maybe one time you had a relationship with him, but something came in between you and him and you've drifted away. You're not in that place you once were. But I'm here today representing the King of Kings and Lord of Lords with the ministry of reconciliation. And if that's you, would you give me the opportunity to reconcile you with the Father? So if that's you, would you just lift up your hand? I need Jesus. I'm not in that place. I see that hand. You may put it down. Is there another here today? I'm not in that place I need to be. I need to be reconciled to the Father. Is there anybody at all? Anybody else? I see that hand. You may put it down. I'm not at that place, Pastor. I once was on fire for him. I'm not in that place that I once was. I want to be reconciled to him today. Is that you? Just pause it for a moment. Thank you. Now, if you raise your hand, I ask you to meet me right here.